Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A ministry leader once met with a young woman named Leah who said, "I feel like everybody wants to define me." Her workplace told her womanhood was mostly about independence and power. Social media told her womanhood was whatever she felt inside. Some church voices made her feel that womanhood was only about marriage, motherhood, modesty, and quietness. Leah was weary. She asked, "What does it actually mean to be a woman before God?" That is a deep ministry question. Phil Ministry Skills teaches that male and female are not social inventions, language games, or personal identity projects. Genesis 1:2-7 says, "God created humanity male and female. This created design is not optional. It is not produced by culture, feelings, labels, politics, or personal choice." At the same time, Christian leaders must avoid crude reductionism. A woman is not merely biology. A man is not merely biology. Men and women are whole embodied souls before God, created, fallen, redeemable in Christ, called relational, moral, spiritual, and destined for resurrection. Organic woman and organic man means male and female life received as God's gift. The body matters because God created embodied persons. Sex and embodiment matters because God created humanity male and female. Calling matters because men and women are created to image God, love neighbor, serve faithfully, steward creation, and walk in holiness. Roy Clouser helps us ask, what is being treated as ultimate? In gender conversations, is biology treated as ultimate by itself? Are feelings treated as ultimate? Is social approval ultimate? Is power ultimate? Is personal choice ultimate? Do Your Weird helps us notice the many sides of embodied life: physical, biotic, emotional, social, lingual, juridical, ethical, and faith. But the aspects do not create design. They help us notice the richness of God's created reality. Ministry Sciences observes that people are shaped by body, story, family, community, language, wounds, and habits. But the gospel gives the deeper hope. Christ restores men and women as whole persons before God. What helps? Ask, what messages have shaped how you understand being a man or woman? What harms? Treating gender as self-invention or reducing men and women to stereotypes. The takeaway is this: male and female design is God's gift, and Christ restores men and women to live that design with truth, grace, holiness, and calling.